Rambam says the Beis Din Shebechol Dovador has the right to darshan with the Yud Gimel Nida Shatayin Adreshes Bam according to the way they see fit, and they don't have to sit there over the fact that there was a greater Beis Din Mechachma V'Minyan who already Gizok Tzfakir. The halacha in Beis Din Yochel Batal Dever Beis Din Chaver and Kein Hagadol Menah Mechachma V'Minyan means if an earlier Beis Din instituted a takana, if they made an enactment that they're abanon, a takana, they're abanon. And the later Rabbanim want to repeal the Takana, so they can only repeal it if they're greater B'chachma V'minyan. But if they're arguing what's Pshat in a Din, so that you can have all the earlier generations say the Din is Pshat in a Din is one way, and the later Chachamim say the Din is Fakir. The Nisach HaYayin was practiced differently. The Zman Bayis Rishon, the Zman Bayis Sheni. The Moran Zvachim says, the Zman Bayis Rishon for 410 years they did the Nisach HaYayin one way. And Mizman Baisheni, after a Hafsok of 70 years ago, his Bavel came Chachamim, and they knew. It's not that they didn't know what happened. They knew what the history was, what the precedent was during the Mizman Baisheni, how they did the Nisach HaYayin. And they said, we hold Fakir. So the Tzfasan says, so it means for 410 years they were never Yotze Nisach HaYayin, they did it wrong. So the answer is no. Elo Yeda Divulikim Chaim. Elo Chal HaShefet Sheb Yamecha. Yivtach Badar Kishmul Badar. In their generation, the Chacham Galt Nazoi, so that was the din. And the later generation, they held the din is not so, so the din is not so. You don't have to be greater. The Rambam writes like that. And Taisus writes also, so Yerushalmi like that, beginning of Shvi'is. You don't have to be greater, B'chachma V'minyan, to disagree with what someone said in the early generation. That's how the Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchas Mamrim. The Rambam writes that the Bez Nagar in Yerushalayim, they have the obligation to transmit the Masorah of the Torah Shebal Peh, and they and the Chachmei HaTorah Shebechol over there have the right to darshan using the Yud Gimel Midas the way they see fit, and you don't have to Ein Lo HaLashef it should be Amecha. There's no requirement for Beis Din Gadol B'chachma V'Minyan to disagree with someone who preceded. As you see in the Gemara, Kama V'Kama becomes, you have Mishnah Rishayin and Mishnah Achrayin, they always used to change the Psak. That's not a Chiddush. So the case of Mishnah affect Akasha, wait a minute, so why can't the Amoraim disagree with the Tanoim? Why can't the Amoraim disagree with the Tanaim? Isn't it because we assume the Tanaim were greater B'chachma over Minyan? Greater B'chachma? So that's the case of Mishnah's Kasha. So he says, so why does the Gemara always make a Teyufta in Amora? It says it did, and they showed that the Mishnah Rabbeisa says Faket. So why is it a Teyufta if an Amora has the right to disagree with the Tana? So the case of Mishnah says, no, there is no such klal that you can't have Aloche. How can be Aloche? Of a Tanach, Halashem, Tanach, Halashem, and Amor. This is not Al Pi Aloche. This is not a different category of a person, of a Bala Maser. Tanoim Amoraim are all up until Rabbeinu Rav Ashi. After Rabbeinu Rav Ashi is different, Al Pi Din. Because from that time on, the Torah Shel Al Peh was already being taught Mitech HaKzav. So that in the later generations, the people didn't have the same level as Chachmei HaMasorah as in the earlier generation. But until the days of Rabbeinu Rav Ashi, they were still teaching over the Mishnayis Bal Peh. So the Torah Shebal Peh was still being transmitted Bal Peh. So the Kes Mishnah says that Tanoim Arayim Al Pidin is the same thing. The Amoraim on their own decided that. Like that. If they're going to, they accepted upon themselves, but it wasn't a binding acceptance. They decided if all the Tanoim say Fakir, so they're not going to disagree. So this is Rav Tanu Hupalik. Rav was a student of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, and he felt free to disagree with all the Tanaim. He says, strictly speaking, Rav Chaim said, strictly speaking, based on that Kesef Mishnah, any Amora has a right to disagree with Tanaim. And then he quotes, there's a Malchamis in the end of Bava Kama, where the Ramban writes that you have every so often in the Gemara, you have a Mishnah, and then you have the Amoraim say, we just don't pass them like the Mishnah, and they don't quote another Bryce, and there is no Tosef, there is no outside source. They just said we don't pass on like the Mishnah. When the Amora is convinced that the din cannot be so, Mishnah is Mishnah, the din is not so. Ein lechal shefet shabi amecha. Yiftuch b'dorah kishmol b'dorah. Those who live after the generation of Rabbeinu Rav Ashi, so why can't we say like that today? That's what a lot of people say. We don't agree with all the Tanoim over here. If you would ask me, I would pass the fakir. Ein lechal shefet shabi amecha. So that's what the Gemara says. No, there's a cutoff point. Rabbeinu Rav Ashi, soif hayro. Hayro means to give a psak in the area of Torah Shebal Peh. There's no Hayro on Torah Shebichsav. So the Masorah of Torah Shebal Peh was strongest prior to the period of Rabbeinu Rav Ashi, when it was still being transmitted. Bal Peh, after the days of Rabbeinu Rav Ashi, when they started teaching Mishnayis Mitech HaKzav, so the Halach Al Pidin, the status Al Pidin of Chachmei HaMasorah became weakened, because Chachmei HaMasorah means the Balei Torah Shebal Peh were being transmitted to Torah Shebal Peh, Bal Peh, but it was being transmitted Mitech HaKzav. So that's Al Pidin, a lower level. So that's the Gemara Rabbeinu Rav Ashi Seif HaRoh, Those who came after Rabbi Nabashi al Pidin cannot disagree with those who came before. But those who came before, they were all on the same boat. So really the Amoraim could disagree with the Tanaim. Generally speaking, they didn't disagree. They assume the stomach of all the Tanaim is Ogun Fakir. They're not going to disagree.
Many times we always talk like talking about snoring. The Amoraim might come later. Why do we do that? In other words,
you assume they took everything into consideration before they gave the psak.
Isn't that against this? There was no fear that it would be changed after.
Has a whole discussion on that. There is a machlokas and rishonim on that gemara. Amoyne v'loy amoyne, mayobi v'loy mayobi. Ruth ha-moavi married into Klal Yisrael. She married Boaz, and then David HaMelech was a descendant of her. So at the time that they permitted her to marry, Ruth ha-moavi married Boaz, because they paskin mayobi v'loy mayobi. Was that based on a halacha l'moshe misina? Was that based on a drasha that the Chacham made in that generation? The difference would be, if it's based on halacha l'moshe misina, it's impossible to have a later bezna reverses. Halacha l'moshe misina is finished. There's nothing to negotiate about. But if it was a drasha made by the Chacham in that generation, so it may be that a later generation, the love turn it.
That's why the Goyal didn't want to marry him.
Yeah, he was afraid of later bezna. So Rabbi Avraham Soloveitchik has a whole interpretation according to those who show him a say that Mayavi, V'loy Mayaviya is Allah Moshe Misina. The Smart says like that. So then you can interpret that was the whole debate back and forth. He was afraid Penashkas Tnachlosi may come a later Bezin, will reverse the Psak and they have a right to do it, even though they're not Gedolei Mechachmei of the Minyan. And then he said, no, but it's Allah Moshe Misina, it cannot be reversed. That's what he suggests. But not all the Rishonim agree that it's Allah Moshe Misina. If you assume that it's a drosha that the Chachmei HaTorah developed at that time, which in every generation they developed new, Midrash HaTorah and Reshus Man were given to use to develop new dinim. But then in a later generation, a bezin can change it.
They could have bounced upon alimony retroactively, even after the fact. They were allowed to do that. I thought it's only on a prospective basis, ex post facto.
That's another question. The Kiddur has a discussion of that. If you have a din that the bezin in every generation has the right to darshan with the Midrash HaTorah and the Reshus Man, when they darshan, when Moshe Feinstein came up with a new Chiddush din deraisa, came up with a lot of dinim deraisa. So when Rav Soloveitchik goes, in every generation the Chacham come up with new ideas. When someone comes up with a new idea, a new din, does that din only apply mikana lahavod? He say no, it's igloi milchul afer. This was always the din from the days of Matan Torah. Goes all the way back to Maimon Hasina. So that's a suffix in the Chiddur. The Chiddur has a pirush and Megillas Rus that's called Simchas HaRegel, and he quotes that this is a machlekes achrenim. It's not his. He quotes this machlekes achrenim also about Mayavi the Lord Mayaviya.
But you just said before that one person passing like this, the next person can come passing differently.
Right.
So it doesn't go back retroactively. Doesn't go back, like you said, by the Nisachayayin, right? That they both were yoitzu the mitzvah of Nisachayayin.
Right. Generation.
But if they passing and they disqualify the first psak, then the Nisachayayin was wrong.
But they had in that generation, they were have to listen to their rabbanim. In the later generation, they were going to listen to their rabbanim.
So if something you can undo, you should undo. Let's say there's something there, like Amoinis, right? And then then the later generation comes and says, no, it includes also Amoinis. Okay. So that means that Boaz would have to go on divorce her?
Yeah.
If they're still there, they would have to go and divorce.
He has to divorce. The only shaila is, would I declare that it was a glory Muslim afraid that all along he was doing an Avera? But he's saying, no, only Mikana Labor. Now that we reversed the Psak, from now on the Psak is different. But until now, the Psak was like
okay.
That. So that's a shaila that the Chiddur quotes on Machlekes Achreinim on. When you have a Bezdin changing the Psak from one generation to the other,
and you can still undo from before.
Do you say this new Psak is Lamafreya from the time of Maimon Har Sinai? And he's saying, no, the new Psak is only Mikana Labor.
Gordon's ruling is Boaz challenged. When the Bomamlich had David?
It was challenged, right? Yeah, but that's right.
Okay.
It was a lower court already.
Okay.
It was a big bad.
The question is, so what saved them?
The challenge, right?
What defended the Psak? Was it because of the Halacha Moshe Misinai? Halacha Moshe Messina, Ela Harachrel? Oh no! Mishkan Halacha Moshe Messina. Most of the Rishonim say it was not Halacha Moshe Messina. It was a drasha based on the Chachmei HaTorah's understanding of the Pasuk. And the majority of the Chachmei HaTorah in those generations held like that.
There was not enough evidence to remove the previous decision.
Okay, no, but they did.
You don't need proof of it.
Someone was ma'arer. Somebody was ma'arer.
But they didn't paskin. If they would have paskin, then it would not be allowed to have been a melech, right? They would have, and Shmuel would have agreed with it, then there wouldn't have been.
Okay.
So Mishael Shmuel did not agree with Doak, what Doak said.
Right. So that's the shaila. Why not? Was it because there was Allah al Moshe Misinai?
Oh, just it didn't.
No, because Roy Vachachme Atara held against Doak HaDaimi.
That's the proof of the challenge already.
Okay.
Once Doak made the precedent, the people who challenged him, they have to bring the proof. And it's much harder.
That's a shaila. You see, that's what I'm trying to bring up. Precedent doesn't really play such a role in all of this. It doesn't matter so much. You can have they did Nisach HaYayin and Bais Rishon for 410 years, and it comes by Sheni under new management. We're going to do it differently. That's all. And they just ignore the precedent.
Yeah. There's a thing to which you said before about Bein HaShmoshes. Why the Miras Va'akim Bein HaShmoshes is Mute? You also have the same theorem of both Bein HaShmoshes.
Yeah. All the Rabbanans are Rasa Bein HaShmoshes. The Gemara just says, we pass like Rebbe. Dovishim Shum Shus, like Gozwala Bein HaShmoshes, if it's a Tzorach Mitzvah, if it's a Tzorach Godel, then they were made.
Tzorach Mitzvah, even Shabbos, you're allowed to tell that Godel, no?
No.
Mitzvah
the Rabbin, Mitzvah the Rabbin,
but like this, Mitzvah the Yochid, in both Bein
HaShmoshes, that's a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. That's a Machlokes and Erev in Rashi and Tosfos. Achronim have also Machlokes how we pass them. Some say a chilek between the first Bein HaShmoshes and the second Bein HaShmoshes. That the second Bein HaShmoshes of Matzoi Shabbos is more chomer than the first one because it's Bechezka Shabbos. Yeah. So I forgot already who. Rashi and Tosfos have a Machlokes, and in Shulchan Aruch and Machlokes the Magen Avraham and the Nesif Chaim. Have the Rav gave a Yotat Shira on that also. And it's a chilek in the first Bein HaShmoshes and the second Bein HaShmoshes. He didn't like that.
What you said before about Rav Rabbi Yochanan and Adoch Rabbi Yochanan, when there is a Machlokes of Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, you can say that Adoch Rabbi Yochanan. But here we are talking about establishing the status of Rav.
Okay.
So it does not necessarily follow that because Rabbi Yochanan didn't consider Rav a Tana, then all the Rav Tana public falls by the way.
Why not? Why not if Rav is Nishken Tana? Rabbi Yochanan all that Rav is not a Tana.
That's just a matter of status. He thought that he's a good Oyler. I mean, it isn't such a, he's not such a big one going on. This is not a machlokes in halacha. In halacha is halacha. You say Rav Rabbi Hanochi Rabbi Yochanan. But you are talking about saying, is he
the
chief rabbi or is he not the chief rabbi?
No, that's basically what Rav Chaim answered. Yeah. That's basically what Rav Chaim answered. The difference in din between a Tana and Amor is not a halachic difference. The Amoraim in general were on a lower level of learning, and they were mekabalan themselves, not to disagree with Tanoim generally. Once in a long while, they do disagree with all the Tanoim, without any braisa, even Shmuel once in a while. Derech klal, they're not going to. So, yes, you mean Shmuel disagrees with the Mishnah? Udi Amakei Tana. He holds like another Tana. But once in a while in Shas, you'll have Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, and the others, not only Rab, they'll just disagree with all the Tanoim. And we're Paschal like them also. The Amoraim do have a right to disagree. That's what Chaim said. The chilek between a Tana and Amor is not a difference al pi aloch. It's not a halachic category. It doesn't make a difference al pi din. You can be an Amor and still disagree with the Tanaim, up until Ravina Rav Ashi.
The Tanuam just learned the Mishnah. The Amoruam explained the Mishnah.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that they are in a lower level. They explained, but
Al pi din. Al pi din. It's the same level. So here is a Shaila in Tosfos. How do we paskin? In the Mishnah, in the first 10 lines in the Gemara, you have chumris. You have whatever is afshalas is mod yom, you're not allowed to do on yontem unless you do a shinui. And it's a machlokes. What about marika? It's a machlokes. What about different cases? What if I planned in advance to use a certain spice? Do you say that I have to grind it before yontem, even though it's going to be mefik tam b'miktasana? So the Rebalatai said you got to go to Chumra in both directions because you can't say Sveka the Rabban Lekula. But then Taisus at the end says we pass in everything Lekula. Taisha says over here. That's 10-15 lines into the Tesis. From these first 10 lines in the Gemara, is it this way, is it that way, why is there a difference between salt as opposed to other spices? The Tesis, the line begins with the word piska. Piska means a chunk of Gemara. From this paragraph, in this section in the Gemara, the whole thing is irrelevant. The Ri says it's not irrelevant. The Ri says go to Chum in both directions. The Ri paskins like that. But the Baal later, Baal HaTaisa say it's irrelevant. Shmuel is making on everything. What's that? This Kiritanya, because the Brisa says like that. How did the Rif know the paskin like Shmuel? Maybe you should paskin like the Mishnah. So he says, "Hoel v'yazle digar amoray aliba the high brisa." All the amorayim after this brisa is quoted, they all say everybody follows the brisa against the Mishnah. Nobody follows the Mishnah. Avakav the masnis and paligale, even though the Mishnah disagrees, has a different version of beishame b'sil. Kaim alon ki brisa v'chem pasuk rabbi yehudoygon b'halochas pesukas v'chem yesh minig halocha lamaisa, and the minig is like that lahokel on grinding everything. Against the Mishnah, against the Ri. The Ri says we pass like the Mishnah with the first tikkun of Gemara, lechumra and both direct, everything lechumra. And Taisa says, the Balatai says, the minig olim is that you go lekula. And he says, the hach milsa, this issue, talya ba'ashli ravavit, a big machlekes arishonim. That the Ri has zokin Balatai's holes like the Mishnah and the first tikkun of Gemara. And all the other big rishonim, the halacha, Rabbi Yudoy goina, halacha's psukis and the Rif. And the other Balei HaTesis and the Minig Olam is the Paschal like Shmuel and the Braisa. The Hach Milsa Talya Ba'ashli Rav Havi. I have to point out this Aloshin HaGemara. The Gemara later has such a Loshin. The Talya Ba'ashli Rav. When you have a Machlokes, that's a big issue. There are many Shittas on this side, many Shittas on that side. So the Gemara has an expression here on Chav Zayinim and Aleph, around 6-7 lines from the top of the wide lines. Wide lines. Toshma the Talya Ba'ashli Rabbi, what are the Pirish Amilas? So there in that expression, Rashi and the Orach have two different interpretations. Rashi writes Ashli means heavy cord, heavy ropes. Yeah, where's that Rashi?
It's about 10 lines before the bigger lines.
Ten lines in the Rashi. Ashli Ravavi, yeah. Ashley before the wide lines in Rashi. We had 10 lines before the wide lines. Ashli Ravavi. Chavolim Gedolim Vigasim. Heavy ropes. It means the Machlekes HaGadolim.
It's going to be Ashli Ravavi, big trees.
And that's what it says on the side. Right. And that's on the side. They quote the Yorach Piresh Miloshim. Ita Eishel Kamei Ilonis Givoyim. Big trees. Yeah. So that. The expression Ashli Rav means a big machlekes hagdolim, but what the Pirish Amilis is a machlekes. But in Aramaic, the word Eishel means a heavy cord. Anyway, that's what Taisus uses that malitza. Taisus says that this issue of China Yontif is a machlokes Shmuel based on the Braise has a lenient opinion, and the Mishnah with the first tikkun Gemara has a stricter opinion. So the Ri Baal HaTaisis paskins like the Trilos HaSugi, the Mishnah and the first two Lashonis, and the most of the Rishonim and the Goyim paskin like the second Lashon. So then Taisis says, yeah, but to use a real mill, that's a different story. That's over the Dachol, that's a Gemara in the second pair. We're not talking about that. But if it's not a uv de dechol, just to use like this, so Taisus says mutter, and you don't even need a shinoi.
That is like grinding meat on Yom Tov would be mutter also.
Why would there be
what?
Pepper was not like a spice. Talvin even Beishamai was made by Talvin.
What if he knew in advance? That's what Taisa discusses. The Balabasta knew in advance that she wants to use
the
pilpul.
Why he thought that? Is it because she couldn't do it before, or is it because she could have done it before?
It's because Mefik Tam, or it's because she didn't occur to her. So what if she knew in advance that she wants to use pilpul? So the Riyazokin said you have to go to Chumra in both directions over here. But now the end of the Taisa says, what kind of both directions? We don't pass like anything that it says in the Mishnah of the Drive.
Need a shini also.
But Bisilil is machmer and salt, that you need a shini and salt. And salt means, according to one version, salt means if you knew in advance what you wanted to use. So if she knew in advance she wants to use pilpul,
the distinction between and miller.
Right. And the Gemara had two versions. What does that mean? So one opinion was all kederis need salt. So she knew in advance that she needed salt. And the other spices she didn't know in advance. But if she knew in advance she's going to use pilpul, then she should have ground it up before yontif. And if she didn't, then you need a major shinui. That was the, and that, then the re said you have to go to Chumra in both directions on that.
But is it unusual that they cannot go to Gozer Talon Atu Melach?
It's all the Rabbanans anyway. So everything is only the Rabbanan. Then I'll tell you, everything is Mutter over here. That's what Taisha said. It's a, we should have said Sveika de Rabbana Lekula. Yeah, so you look, but they were Machmeran.
But here we have the distinction. It's not the material, it's not whether it's the spices or the salt. The distinction is the tool. So whatever we say, very simple, this kind of tool we can use on Yontif, this kind of tool we can't use on Yontif.
You mean if you have an Uvda de Chol?
Yeah.
If you have a mill that you use for major grinding, that's Uvda de Chol. Well, we're not talking at all. And our daf, we're not talking an Uvda de Chol. We're talking a tool that's not an Uvda de Chol, and still... we're discussing whether it's
material. What kind of tool is it?
We're talking within the tools that are not over the hold. There's still a shayla. Yeah. Do you have to have a shinui or not? Do you have to have a shinui or not? Then Tais in the beginning threw in another svara lachalek. When were there two b'shenis in the Gemara as to what's the difference between melach as opposed to tavlin? Melach was Epshalas Mod Yom, Tavlin was not Epshalas Mod Yom. Why was Melach Epshalas? Either because not Mefik Tavlin, as opposed to the others, or because everybody knows in advance that you're going to need Melach.
So,
with an Afkaminis, what if you have other Tavlin that didn't occur to you, but it's not Mefik Tavlin? And what about
Tavlin
that you knew in advance that you are going to need? So now Tais in the beginning says, but there are some, let's say, onions or shum is garlic, that if you grind it in advance, it'll be mefik tam legamre. Like us, it's not, we have garlic spice, it's closed up tightly. But let's say you have such a spice that if you grind it about yom, not just it'll be a little bit mefik tam, it won't taste as good. The whole tam will be lost in gansen. So then Taisa says, there's nothing to discuss. That's what Taisa throws in his svara. So they repeat that svara throughout. Alright, so Taisa is at the end also, they go back. It's Talia Bashli Ravi and Machlekes, the Ri holds like the Mishnah in the beginning of the Gemara, and all the other Rishonim hold like the end of the Gemara, that everything is Mutter. Then Taisa hands off, the last line of Taisa.
Yeah,
Machme Leducha Me'erev Yontav Harbe Biyachad, if you'll be Machme like the Ri, and grind everything on Erev Yontav, he's Baruch Belekim B'Shem Am Yuchad. It should be Amachma Tova Olav Bracha. Amachma Tova Olav Bracha. Yes, there was a certain professor spoke in Yeshiva, I remember about 20 years ago, so he developed the whole thesis that this concept, Amachma Tova Olav Bracha, this terminology, was invented by the Mishnah Brura. So one of the students hocked them up right away. He said, it's a Taisus and Shabbos has like that. Taisus has that exact lotion. Hamach Matola Broch is a Taisus and Shabbos. This was the Mishnah Brura got it from the Hasidei Ashkenaz. This was an attitude that was developed by the Hasidei Ashkenaz to be choshish for all the opinions. Before the Hasidei Ashkenaz, the attitude always used to be the Sfardim follow the Sfardim and Ashkenazim. Follow the Ashkenazim. I'm not mechuyev to worry about the Rambam. The Rambam's not mechuyev to worry about the Balei HaTosfos. And then the Shach, that's usually the Mechaber follows Chachmei Sfardim, and the Rambam follows Chachmei Ashkenaz. Then the Shach breaks the party lines. He says he's an Ashkenazi. But half the time he decides the din is like the Sfardim. And half the time the din is like the Ashkenazim. He is entitled to his own opinion. But then when you get to Mishnah Brura, he already has a theme, he already has a style of psak different from all of them. He's mistopic on everything, and he tells you to be choshish for all the shittas. This was the attitude of the Hasidi Ashkenaz. That's this thesis. The last line, he says you should be choshish for all the shittas on everything.
As the rabbi comes back, then the machmel you do.
Yeah.
Yes. What's the din of grinding meat on Yom Tov? If you want to grind meat to make, you could have ground it before or what?
A little more cal, because in the Beis Yosef in Hilchas Shabbos there are opinions. There's, I think, a Trumas Adeshen or Marik that ain't Tchina Shalod Bigidule Karka. There is an opinion that Tchina, the Gemara never says it in Shabbos on the fine dollar. The Gemara says Disha. There's a machloekas satanai where the malach of disha applies shaloi b'gidulei karka.
Disha.
Where the malach of disha. There are 39 malachas. So the first 11 malachas are called sidur de pas. It leads up to baking a loaf of bread. So you plow the ground and you plant and then you water it and then you harvest it and then you detach the echel from the psalus and then you separate the echel from the psalus and then you grind it up and then you do nisha and then you bake it. So finally got to go off and you bake it. That's the 11th malacha. So a lot of this sounds like it's gedulei karka. You planted it and you plow and you plant and you harvest and you thresh. This is all talking gedulei karka. So the Gemara has a machlekes atanaim. Does the malacha of disha apply? The Gemara has a machlekes if I take a chalazon and I squeeze out the tchelis. Chalazon is it a
worm,
a fish, some kind of a worm, a fish. Okay, and I squeeze out the tchelis from the fish. That should be a violation of shchita. You're squeezing out, so that should be a told the dadosh. So one Tana says it's a malacha deraisa. Rabbi Yehuda says it's a malacha deraisa. Now Chachamim disagree. Ain disha ella b'gedule karka. Disha only applies to gedule karka. So the Beis Yosef quotes from the Trumas Adeshen, I think. Why is ain disha ella b'gedule karka? Because the whole sidur with the past, the whole 11 malachas, sounds like they all have to do with the grain. They're all gedule karka. So then it comes out etchina. There's only deraisa by gedule karka. Shloi by gedule karka, there's no tchina. So that's why there were those who are making more about grinding up liver and grinding up onions is gedule karka. But grinding up liver or grinding up eggs is shloi by gedule karka. So it should only be a derabbanan to begin with, so there should be more room to be making. I, the Gemara says the Feirish, that if you want to make a kli cheres, and you take a blob of earth and you grind it up, and you make sand out of it, and you use the sand, so the Gemara says, that's tchina, that's not gedule karka, that's karka mamish.
Or steel, or metal, and grinding metal.
So they say, with respect to this din, that ain't dishal gedule karka, karka is also needn't ke gedule karka. When you make a sukkah, the din is that the schach has to be gedule karka, means you can't use karka. You have to use dafke gedule karka, you can't use karka itself. Yeah. But when you get to this din, that's what the Achranim said, when you get to this din, even if you should assume that all the first 11 malachas only apply to gedulei karka, karka is also dinik gedulei karka. A shver avot, anyway. So since there is such an opinion that there's no chine, shaloi be gedulei karka, so on Yom Tov, I think the Achranim are a little more makel. That's not really yochel nefesh. That he wants to do tchina in order to fulfill the mitzvah of kisi adam. So that's a tzorach hayom tzas, a shalom tzorach hayom tzas. Tchina on Shabbos shalom b'gedule karka is also asa, but there are tzadim lahakel. It's done in the hakel. We're more makel in liver and in eggs and in flesh than we are in vegetables, because of the fact that the liver and the eggs are not gedule karka. We are more makel. If there are other done in the hakel, so we're more makel. See, on Yom Tov also, that's right. In my mitzaref, that fact that if you're grinding up flesh or eggs on Yom Tov, since it's shlo gedule karka,
and the laws are allowed to do it with a mill to grind up. Eggs and meat.
Shabbos you're not allowed to, but you do have kulas on Shabbos.
Also,
let's say lamashal. If you slice something very thin, let's say I have a piece of wood, and I slice it very thin. So the Gemara said that's also called tchina. Not only tchina, if you grind it up and make it like flour. If you slice it. So the shot is how small do the pieces have to be? Let's say you chop and make a vegetable salad. So that's an iser of tchina. So you make big pieces. So how big do the pieces have to be that you're not in violation of tchina? So the Achranim say, if it's eggs or it's flesh, you can be a little more makel.
You don't have to eat, you cannot eat it.
So they say, so cut a little bit at a time. So some Rishonim say there's no tchina by anything that's roi l'achila. If it's roi l'achila, how can you say tchina? Tchina is only if it wasn't cooked yet. But that was roi l'achila, that's derech achila. That's another svara that Rishonim have. So in Hilchas Shabbos, they mitzaref all of these svaras together. So sometimes you come out with more coolers by non gidulei karka. And here also by yontif, they're a little more
made. By vegetables, you would be machma, not to cut it into very small pieces, but to eat bigger pieces.
And by flesh, you would be a little more large.
Right.
What
about by kamino? Is that a thing?
Yeah, that's Tosis claims that milking a cow was only the rabbana to begin with. Because the whole process, there are six different shittas, what's the malacha in milking a cow? So Rashi says milking a cow is disha. So Taisa says the way we pass from malacha, the whole disha of milking is only the rabbana to begin with.
Milking yeah. The cow is another thing. The cow gets sick if she's not
milked. You know?
Okay. So that consideration is also mentioned. They talk about that also. Okay.
Yeah.
Then the Gemara goes into details. Let's see, about 10 lines from the bottom. Tarma Bana, the Gemara says, Einoisim Tisni. Tisni is if you grind the kernels of grain and such, let's see, making wheatina, farina, something like that.
Okay.
So you crush, you grind the kernels of grain in such a way that each kernel of grain is broken up into four parts. So this is not permissible on Yontif. Why not? So Rashi said, Rashi and Tais said, because it's a Tircha Yisera Shalola Tzarech. What if you make wheatin on yantam, so you'll only grind, cut it into two parts, into three parts, you have to cut it into four parts. So they made a limit, you're allowed it. Let's say Balbosna is going to cook and bake, she is matriach on yantam, she sets the table, she washes the dishes, a big tircha, it's a big pain in the neck. That's letzarech, but the tircha you say, Rishalot letzarech is not right. So they drew a line, they said, you're not allowed to make tisni on yantam. And then the brisa continues, vein kochin v'machdeshes. And you're not allowed to use a grinder at all. Freg the Gemara Tarti. Isn't this a contradiction? It says you're not allowed to grind it into four parts. But to grind into three parts, two parts, you are allowed to. I bet you're also going to use a machteshes. Hochikoma. That's the Gemara's kasha. Tarti. It's a tarti de sasri. And the Gemara Hochikoma. This is the pshat in the Brisa. Matam in Oisim Tisn lefishen kasha machteshes. The reason why you're not allowed to make tisni is because you're not allowed to use a machtesa. Wait a minute.
Hey, why bring in tisna? To do with tisna.
So not only tisni, so you shouldn't be allowed to use a machtesa even to cut it into three parts or to cut it into two parts. Bring more vilein and kach machteshes. Say and kach machteshes more inclusive. Not only tisni is osir, even not to break it into four. Everything in my name. Itani kach machteshes. Have amina. One would have mistakenly thought hamina machteshes gedoylam. It's an issue of luv to the chol. Looks like over the dechol. Av machtesh is ktana, but if it's a thing that you use around the kitchen, a household tool, a kitchen tool, ema shapadami, kumash malan. So that's what the first line in the brisa tells me, that there are two isurim, the two prohibitions. You're not allowed to use a machtesh as gedolah because it's over the dechol, and you're not allowed to make tishni even with the machtesh is ktana because it's a tirchi yisera shalom letzor. Hi, it's going to taste even better. You're going to enjoy your wheatina or farina, whatever, even better. Don't grind it up on yonder. We should have ground it up on area. Freg the Gemara. That's not pshat. You're telling me, and kochim and machteshes, using machteshes because of uvda dechol, and this means an isa because of tirchi yisera shalol. That's not really so much letzor. I have a tiny state of fish, and kochim machteshes gdoila, but kochim machteshes ktano. It says a machteshes ktano. You are allowed to use. So wait a minute. So what's the kasha?
So you can even to make four. No.
That's what it sounds like. That's
four.
What it sounds like. Even to make four. So Omar Abai says Kitanya Nami Masnita Machtesh is Gedola Tanya. What does that mean? What's the answer?
The chol. You're not allowed.
Machtesh is Gedola. You're not allowed to use. The chol. And Tisne Ishak. The same as we said before. And Tisne not allowed to Ktana. And Rava says an interesting remark. Rava Omar Loi Kashe. The two brises were composed in two different medinas. The one brisa was composed in Eretz Yisrael. We usually think of Tanoim living in Eretz Yisrael, but Rava claims there were Tanoim who lived. There are Gemaras, other Gemaras also. There were Tanoim who lived in Bavel also. And once in a Yeribol, you have a Mishnah or a brisa that was composed in Bavel that speaks the Miyuchah to the Bnei Bavel. A din that only applies in Chutzlo, doesn't apply in Eretz Yisrael. The Rabbi claims that here you have one Brisa speaking to the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Hold on, v'holuhu. Rabbi lived in bubbles. So he says, we were poor. In bubble, they were very poor. They couldn't afford to have any servants. So the Balabosta, Mrs. Rava, the Rabbi the Rebbetzin, was doing all the cooking. Rava's wife is going to be Michal Shanta Yonter. You don't have to make any gzeiris on Rava's wife. She's a tzaddikus. They didn't have, in Eretz Yisrael, they were all very wealthy, Bizman HaTanaim, so they could afford to have servants. And the servants weren't so medactic, even though Nebuchadnezzar is Chayv Mitzvah's Kisha, they weren't so medactic in Shmiris on Mitzvahs. So he says, the Braisa that says that you're not even allowed to use a Machdesh's Tana, that's a Gzeira de Rabbanon, only in Eretz Yisrael. But the Ikir HaDin really is, in Bovil, like we do in Bovil, that you are allowed. That's what the Gemara says. So then the Gemara tells a story, it's a very strange story. Shmuel didn't have smichas, so he used to call him Mr. Shmuel. Mashma, like Mr. Mendelovich. They call him Mr. Mendelovich. So Shmuel, they always called Mashma. Gemara says that Rav and Shmuel both learned for Rabbi Yonasi, the Gemara and Bob and Sepeh, and then they were about to leave to Bavel. So Rav got smicha and Shmuel, turned out that he couldn't, every day there was something other, some other reason, and then his trip was leaving, so he left the Bavel and never got smicha. Then it turned out, and Rabbi Yonasi was upset why it turned out they never got smicha. Then the Gemara says, that's the way it was written, Sifah Shalad the Marishan, that there's going to be in the later generation, going to be first, and Shmuel is not going to get smicha. That's why the Rabbi Shmuel ordained from Sheishis Mebreish. So the Gemara calls him always Marshmuel. So Marshmuel apparently was a little wealthy, and he used to have Avodin do the cooking in his home. So Rav Papi visited once on a Yontov, he visited Marshmuel, and he gave him some food to eat. So Rav Papi didn't want to eat it because he was choshed that the servants must have ground it up on Yontov, Shaloi Kedin. So Shmuel, what is Shmuel eating? Some of the Gemara. Shmuel was eating what the servants gave him the food.
He wasn't. He knew the servants. He knew the servants.
He told them and he knew that they listened to him. He didn't.
Rav Papi, the guest, didn't trust him. He was a shiny Beimah Shmuel Dikir Pitzusa de Abdi. Rav Papi says, I know that they're not from. I know that they're not Nedaktik in the Mitzvahs. In Eretz Yisrael, there's always exerid because they were all wealthy. And in Bogol, they were poor. But Shmuel was wealthy. So when Rav Papi visited Shmuel, he wouldn't eat the food. He was afraid that they violated one of the din of the Rabbah.
Rav Shmuel knew that his servants don't do it.
That's strange. I come into your home and I prab a chumras on you, and you give me the food and I prab a chumras. I'm not going to eat it. It's a strange thing of the Gemara. I don't know the pshat. Okay, next week, Belinetta, we'll do in Yom Hanukkah, and then the week after, we'll go back to Beit Zion. The Chazal have a famous comment on Yosef when he was in prison, and Yosef's Potiphar wanted to sin with him. So the Chazal say, "Vayova habaisa lasis malachta." So the machloek is what it means. Whether malachta mamish, he came to take care of the books, he was the bookkeeper, or he came home to sin with the shiksa, he was going to be mezana with him. So he, according to one tradition, according to one version, he was really prepared to sin. And then the Bus Diyukta Shalavim Nira Saloba Halon, and this saved him from sinning. So after Rav Moshe Soloveitchik passed away, the Rav gave a whole hesped, and he printed the description of his father. It's called Isha Halacha. That's the description of his father. He describes Isha Halacha, doesn't say, but he's describing his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. So the before the essay begins, he quotes this passage from the Gemara in Sotah. So what did he mean by that? He's describing his father. He's giving the Mus Diyukta Shalavim. So some professor published an essay that Rabbi Soloveitchik was prepared to do some Aveira, and then he had an image of his father. Maybe he was prepared to do an Aveira. That's not what it means in that way. Just quoting a lashon from the Chazal, the Musa Yukta, and he used to give this Maimon Chazal as a theme of drushes, that a person always has to have a Rebbe. A person shouldn't always paskin on his own. A person has to have a Rebbe, and even if the Rebbe passed away, the person has to think in his mind, what would my Rebbe have said if he was still alive? And you can, it's not so difficult to figure it out. A person can always figure out, even if the Rebbe is not available. Even if the Rebbe passed away, you can always figure out what his Rebbe would have said, whether it's mutar or ros, and that's what keeps a person from. If the Musa Yukta Shalav and Nira Salah Bachalon does mean his father. It means his father was his Rebbe. So he always thinks in his mind, what would my Rebbe have to say about this case? But that's what keeps people from. In fact, it's interesting. Someone published an essay in a magazine last year about I think two sisters, or a brother and a sister, in the war. They were taken by the Nazis and then they were separated. So the older sister told the younger sister, "You should never forget what I look like. Remember my face." And all the older sister used to teach the younger sister Torah and Yerushalayim, Mishmeres HaMitzvos. And then they were separated, so she said, "Always try to remember what I look like." And this, and so the younger sister was, so the older sister was killed by the Nazis. The younger sister always remembered her. That was the Busdiukta of her Rebbe. That was her Rebbe, her older sister. And this kept her from sitting. It kept maintained Yiddishkeit all the years through the war years until she finally went to Eretz Yisrael. It's a very important concept. All of the malachas carry over. Well, we have a heter for Eichel Nefesh, but the Tosis already pointed out in the first parak. Tosis in the beginning, I was going to say Tosis in the first parak. Tosis in the beginning, yes, the Kasha and the Gemara. The Gemara says, Gzer Hashem Yalav Yitlosh, Gzer Hashem Yitzchot, that you're not allowed to squeeze out the oranges to get the juice, and you're not allowed to pluck off the pears from the trees. So Tosis says, so the Gemara says, not only are you not allowed to pluck off the fruits from the tree, you're not allowed to eat teres on Oshrim. If the fruits fell down by themselves on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to eat them. Zera, Shemi Yala Beitlus. So you see that it sounds like it's an Issa Deraisa to be turnish teres from the tree. Otherwise, why do you make Xera look Xera? You don't even allow the people to eat the teres that fell down by themselves. Xera, that he'll go climb up and pick it off of the tree. But you're not allowed to eat the Mashkin Shazavu, the juice that oozed out by itself. Xera Shema Yischot. That sounds like the Yisr of Schita is a Malacha Deraisa, and that's why they made Xera, not to drink the Mashka that oozed out by itself. So that's what Taisus asks. What's the Yisr? What's the Mokka for this Yisr? The Pasuk says that Eichel Nefesh is Mutar on Yom Tov. What's wrong? If you're allowed to Shecht and you're allowed to cook, so why shouldn't it be permissible to go hunting? Seder is also, you're not allowed to go fishing. Why not? Why shouldn't you be permitted to go fishing, to go hunting, to pluck off from the tree, and to squeeze out? So Tosis quoted from the Yerushalmi, Melisha v'Yelach. That's the end of the Tosis Gimel Amud Aleph. There was a long Tosis. That the pasuk says, the Heter Eichel Nefesh is written right next to the other pasuk for Shmartem es Hamatzis. And Shmura Matzah is a machlekes in the Gemara and Psochim on Daf Mem. From what point on do you need Shmura Matzah? Is it Shmura Mishas Lisho, or is it Shmura Mishas Tziro? So the Yerushalmi is assuming that it's Shmura Mishas Lisho. That's how we pass him, that Shmura Mishas Tziro is really a Chumrah. Ikar Adin, it's really enough if it's Shmura Mishas Lisho. That's why they have a practice in the matzah factories in America. Rav Lazer Silver used to give the Hashgach years ago on the matzahs. Manashevitz, I think. Now it's all one company. Now everything is all one company except for Shrites. Shrites, I think, has 1% of the matzahs, and Manashevitz has 99.99% of all the matzahs in America. So it's one company. So years ago there used to be a lot of companies. So they used to have the practice. Now they still have the practice. When they bake the regular matzahs, they bake it all the Shem Mitzvahs matzah. Why? Because they know that there are many Jews who are going to eat these matzahs on Pesach night to the Seder. They're not going to be mahadah to have Han Shmura or to have Shmura. Shmura Mishas Ketzir. They're going to use regular matzah. So Mikir Adin, we pass them that it's really enough. That Shmura Mishas Lisha, from the time that you need it with the water, that's really enough. So if you make it L'Shem Mitzvahs matzah, and you mishamer it, you're careful that it shouldn't become chametzdik. So that's really mikra din, that's really good enough. We're machmer lechatchila, if you can, that you should have shmur mishas ketzir. But mikra din is really enough shmur mishas lisha. So that's what the Yerushalmi says, that these two psukim are smuchim zelo zeh, and we darshan smuchim, we mentioned, that's a problem. The Gemara in the first parak in Yevamah says there's a machlekes satanah, whether you darshan smuchim or not. The fact that one pasuk is next to another one doesn't necessarily imply that there's a connection. If you have two dinim written in the same pasuk, that's a hekesh, that everybody agrees that you darshma. If you have two psukim written one next to the other, so if it's in chumash dvarim, then everybody's masking that you darshin. If it's anywhere other than chumash dvarim, it's a machloikis. So usually we assume that you don't darshin smuchim. So that's part of the problem here. Here the Rishalmi darshin smuchim. The Rishmartim as Hamatzos is written in the pasuk right next to Heter Echal Nefesh to indicate that only Milisha V'Yelach, just like Shmura Matzah only needs Milisha V'Yelach, you have to have Shmura, so too the Heter Echal Nefesh is only Milisha V'Yelach. So that's a big machlokes in the Rishon, whether that drasha in the Rishalmi is a real drasha Gemura Deraisa or it's only an Asmachta. I have to apologize. I have an earache. I have an infection. Site. Mama, she asked me I should dedicate the shiur in memory of your grandmother. So I already forgot from one minute to the other. He has the yortzeit tonight for his grandmother. The name is Esther Rochel Bas Zevo. I apologize. So on this on this Yerushalmi, there's a machloikas harishayim and Shulchan Aruch is quoted, where the Malacha Koidem Lisha, let's say plucking off from the tree or squeezing out the juice, is that a Malacha Deraisa? This is a Drosha Gemura Deraisa, or the whole Drosha is only an Asmach Medrabon? So again, the Pashtus in the Gemara that you're not allowed to eat the Peris HaNoshrim and the Mashkin Shezovu Akzerishema Yizchot and Akzerishema Yitlosh, sounds like if it'll be Toilish and it'll be Seichet is an Issa Deraisa, that's why you make Akzerish. If being Toilish and being seched would only be an isa de rabbanon, that it should be a gzera l'gzera. So how do you make a gzera? So the pashtus and the badli is that these are malachas derais. But in Shulchan Aruch, it's a machlekes. Machlekes, and we learned the machlekes deran and the Ramban. The Ramban holds that this is a drasha gemura deraisa, and the malachas kodem lisha are an isa derais, and the Ran holds that it can't be. The Ran says it's only an asmachta de rabban. So here's a problem. The Mishnah speaks about tchina. And now in the list in the Mishnah, in Masechus Shabbos on Daf Ay Gimel, the Mishnah gives you a list of all the lametes of his malachas. So first you plow, then you plant, then you harvest, then you grind. After you grind, then you do the lisha. After you have flour, you did tchina, then you do lisha. So tchina is really kaidem lisha. In the list on Daf Ay Gimel in the Mishnah, tchina, the malach of tchina precedes the malach of lisha. So it really should be also to do, we should assume that according to this Rishon should be an Issa Deraisa, an Issa Derabbanan, whatever, to do Tchina. So what's Taka the Din? So the Mishnah, it's hard to tell what the Din. It sounds like it's Mutter, and you just throw in a couple of Chumras from the Rabbanan. The Mishnah has a Machlokes, Bishama and Bisila. Bishama is a little more Machma than Bisila over here. Bishama and Bisila both make a distinction between grinding up salt and grinding up other spices. And the Gemara has two suggestions why. The Gemara has two reasons why. Why should it be mochama by salt? So the Gemara says one suggestion is because Rabbuni Rav Chisda had a machleg zchadom, and one suggestion is called Gederes Kulm Tzvichas Mel. The reason why salt is mochama is because you could have ground up the salt on Erev Yontif. Oh. As opposed to the other spices, that it could not be done on Erev Yom Tov. So in what sense do we say that he could have done the salt before? So one suggestion is because if you grind up the salt in advance, it's not mefik tam. As opposed to the other tablin, there will be mefik tam. The other suggestion the Gemara gave is a different one. Kolak deres kulos tzvichen melach. Whenever you cook, you always use salt. Cooking, baking, you always need salt. So you should have known in advance that he's going to need salt. But what other spices he's going to use, all depends what the balabasta is going to decide to cook on Yom Tov. Sometimes she'll use this spice, sometimes she'll use that spice. They didn't have jars that were all sealed with all the spices ground up. So the Gemara gave two suggestions. Why is it mochomer on salt? The vort is that because salt is efshalasas mebol yom. The salt he could have ground up in Bodyom, and the other spices he cannot grind up in Bodyom. The reason why salt is Efshalas in Bodyom is a Machlekes Rav Huna Rav Chisda. Chadom, one suggestion is because everybody knows that you're going to need salt. Everybody always needs salt, as opposed to the other spices. And the other suggestion was not that the other spices are Mefik Tam. What's an Afkamina, whether it's this reason or that reason? So the Gemara says, makes my Benai, you can have a big Afkamina. We're going to say in the Mishnah, we didn't learn the Mishnah yet, we're going to say in the Mishnah that salt is Mochomer. Because salt he could have done mibol yom, and the others he could not have done mibol yom. So Gemara says, "My binai, what's the difference? He could binai the yoda ma'gder boil of ashur. Let's say he already made up his mind on erev yontif, what he's going to cook on yontif, and he knows that the balabas knows that she needs a specific spice. If you say it's mefik tam, all the other spices are generally mefik tam a little bit, right, so therefore it's yepshalas modium. Even though she knew in advance, it's yepshalas modium. But if you say that the reason why we distinguish between salt and the other spices is because salt, everybody knows in advance that you're going to eat salt. You always need salt whenever you cook, either this, that, or the other thing. When you bake challahs, you put in salt. When you make soup, you put in salt. When you make chicken flesh, you always put in salt in the soup. Everybody always puts in salt. So if the reason why is because you knew in advance, that the balabasta already made up her mind in advance what she's going to make, so she should have ground it up in bad yam. But if he said because it's a little mefik tam, so then even though she knew in advance, she didn't have to. Or the Gemara says another nafkamina will be memoriko. There are some spices that are the same property as salt, that they don't lose their potency, they don't lose their strength at all, even if you grind them about yom. But you don't always need them for cooking. Once in a yovel, you use that spice. So if you say that the difference between salt and the other spices, because Epshalas and Bod Yom, because Mefik Tam, so this thing's absolutely not Mefik Tam at all. So you could have done it in Bod Yom, even though it didn't occur to the Balabasta she's going to need it, but still, she should have done it in Bod Yom. But if you say that it has to do with whether you use it or not, so it's a Shaila what the difference is. But our Kalpana Mishnah says that there's a difference between salt as opposed to other spices, because salt was Epshalas and Bod Yom, and the other spices are needed. And what is this Epshalasis from Bod Yom? What is that difference? That's a difference from the Rai, so that's a difference from the Rabbanon. So that I'll be passed. That difference is for sure only from the Rabbanon. That's what the Ran said. The difference between Epshalasis and Bod Yom as opposed to not, that would have been if Oichon Nefesh on Yantiv would have been Duchuyo. Let's say, Esei Deichal Oisesei, if you have a conflict between fulfilling a mitzvah sasei and violating Aloysius. The only way, let's say I have a beggar shell pishton, and I have to put on tzitzis, and the chutiyat tzitzis can be pishton also, but the chut of trelis has to be, I live, let's say, this man that you have trelis, so the chut of trelis has to be tzemer. I'm going to tie on a chut of tzemer onto a beggar of pishton, but vada is going to make it shatin, it's going to be kilayim. So it's going to be an iser. So I have a conflict over here. You can't tell me, Torah says, you can't tell me I'm not allowed to wear a beged shel pishton. The Torah doesn't prohibit me from wearing a beged shel pishton. The Torah is not going to insist what kind of beged to wear. If the beged is shatnas, you're not allowed to wear. But a beged shel pishton is not there to wear. And you can't tell me, the Torah is going to tell me you're not allowed to wear a beged shel pishton with four quarters. You have to wear either three quarters or round off the corner. The Torah doesn't say that. There's nothing wrong with wearing a four-corner beged shel pishton. So when I wear this beggar shel pishton, what do I do with herzog with tzitzis? So the Gemara says, since you have a chiv to do the mitzvah says you have tzitzis with the trelis, with the chut of tzemer, and you have no prayer, so it's e efshel l'kayim shneim, so you say yes, adechaloy says. But let's say it would be efshel l'kayim shneim, I have a beggar shel meshi, I have a beggar shel meshi, and I have a prayer to put in chutim all the chutim should be tzemer, wool, the trellis with the lavan, or I have a brera to put in the chutim of trellis have to be wool. I can put a chutim of lavan of pishton. If I put a chutim of lavan of pishton, a chutim of trellis of tzemer, I'll make shatans, but it's really not necessary. For the purpose of fulfilling the mitzvah b'shalimus of tzitz, I can put in all the chutim of tzemer, and the beggar is silk. So what's the problem? A four-quarter beggar of silk? So in that case, you don't say Eser Derech Aloy Sesei, because the Gemara says, Omer Ish Lokish Kol Mokom Shatem Motzi Eser Aloy Sesei, whenever there's a conflict, Im Ati Yochel Akaim Shnei Mutav, Be Mekayim the Yesei, and don't violate the Aloy Sesei. Im Lav, if it's a conflict, open conflict, then you have no prayer. Iyaf Shul Akaim Shnei, then you say Eser Derech Aloy Sesei. So the Gemara says that's because it's the Chuyo. That's because Eser is Derech Aloy Sesei. If it would have been Hutro, then even Epshul Akaim Shnei would have been Heta Gomor. But it's not Hutro.
You only need
chutim of tzemer for the trailers.
That's the only time it's
worth it. Yeah. If you just want to put in lavan, so then there's no put in lavan of pishtan. Put in lavan of pishtan. What if you don't have any lavan shal pishtan? That's Tosfos Shailek Subas Daf Mem. What if you don't have any chutei lavan of pishtan? You look and look and simply don't have. You're wearing a beged put on a garment of pishtan, and you only have chutim of tzemer. They don't sell chutim of pishtan. It's not.
I don't know
if
pishtan requires
pishtan
tzitzis. No, Gemara says that the strings made of tzemer or made of pishtan are acceptable in any kind of begging. If you have strings made of silk or strings made of some other cotton, that's only good in that kind of a garment. Cotton strings only good on a cotton begging. A silk string is only good in a silk begging. But if the strings are made from tzemer or pishtan, so that's kosher and all begotten. So that's Tosfos says, this Shaila, what you're asking. If I have a beged, I have bizman hazeh. I have a four-corner garment of pishtan, and I don't have any chutim of pishtan. If you have chutim of pishtan, so buy chutim of pishtan and solve your problem. Absolutely not available. The only chutim that he has for the tzitzis are the chutim of tzemer. But theoretically, he could have gotten pishtan. But he just doesn't have. So so that's one question. Is that called, when you say, E Efshel Lekayim Shnei means, in your particular circumstance and your situation, this time
is the time right now, today,
right now.
Next week he'll have.
Next week there won't be any heter anymore. But the shot is even today, even this week is there a heter. Maybe EF Shalakam Shnei means by definition. Absolutely EF Shalakam Shnei. But he's saying no, it depends on the Mitzvahs. So the Pashto says it depends on the Mitzvahs, it depends on each individual case. That's all people. That's also filpum in the Shagazari with the
Tosfos.
So that's what Tosfos says. Why isn't it Efshel Lekayim Shnei? Wear a different garment. So Tosfos says, no. The Torah doesn't tell me not to wear a four-corner garment of pishtan. That's not a problem at all. I wear the four-corner garment, and then we discuss the chiyuvim. When I wear the garment, then the Torah imposes the chiyuv tzitzis on me. So then we start discussing how I'm going to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis. So that's one question, whether Efshel Lekayim Shnei depends on my particular circumstance today. If next week it'll be different, it'll be different. They say today it's the Efshel Lekayim Shnei, but they say no, it depends on the nature of the mitzvah. So the Pashto, that's a Shagasari with a Tosfos and Zvachim about that. So the Pashto says it depends on my particular circumstance. That's the Pashto like that. So that would be Mutter. So the Shaila is, Tosfos in Ksuvah Daf Mem raises a possibility that maybe bizman that you don't have the mitzvah bishlei musa, that's what you're asking. If you don't have tcheles and lavan, you just have tcheles alone, you just have lavan alone, so you're only fulfilling the mitzvah in an incomplete fashion, so maybe then you shouldn't say eser dechalai sesa. Why not? Why shouldn't you say eser dechalai sesa the mitzvah shelo bishlei musa? So that's a big fat thesis in Ksuba Zaf Mem Amin Aleph, where thesis discusses that topic. Rav Soloveitchik gave a whole yahrzeit drasha on that thesis.
Shouldn't you just take up the Talmud and not the word of it?
Thesis says that's not called Efshel Lekayim Shnei. The Torah doesn't prohibit me from wearing a garment. I didn't do anything wrong. I'm allowed to wear a four-quarter garment, a three-quarter garment, from any material, as long as the beged is not shatnas. So if I wear a four-corner garment made from pishtan, that's absolutely acceptable. Now that I wear it, then the chiyuv tzitzis sets in. After you wear it, once you're wearing it, then the chiyuv tzitzis sets in. So now the shaila is, how do I fulfill the mitzvah tzitzis? So under the present circumstance, the only way to fulfill tzitzis, I can't get chutim of tzemer. You can't tell me go wear a different beged. I want to wear this beged. Even I can keep warm with another beged. I have 100 other begotten. Do me something. I want to wear this beged. There's nothing wrong with that. So Tosfos points out that's not called Efshel Lekayim Shnei.
Say that it depends upon the circumstance he did now. What if the God had me put on you had beged of pishtan and put on wool tzitzis? Now, a little bit later,
Next week. Next week, that's the sasa. Next week, if he gets chutim of pishtan,
he has to
take off the chutim of tzemer and replace them. Chutim of pishtan. As soon as. Tosfos discusses that. The Tosfos and Menachos discusses that. There is a machlokes Tosfos in the Rambam when you say that ksus laila is potter from tzitzis, is whether it means pajamas are potter, a ksus hamiyuchad lelevishas laila is potter, or laila is potter, like in netilos lulav is only by yom and not by laila, and matzah is only by laila and not by yom. So here also does mean a pajamas, a beged ksus laila is potter, means by yom yechayiv and by laila potter. So if one should assume that by laila ye potter, so then Lucharit should come out that by Lilo he's not allowed to continue wearing the Beged Shel Tzitzis. Unless you say Hutra. Unless you say that if you have Shatnez, B'makam Mitzvah, B'makam Tzitzis, that is Hutra. So that's what Tosis, the big Tosis in Menachos, has a whole discussion of that. When you have Kalayim, B'makam Mitzvah, in a Beged of Tzitzis, is it Hutra or is it Chuyah? So Tosis in one line says that you may wear it by Lilo, you may wear it even by Lilo because it's Hutra. And then in the next line, Tosfos Zepis makes a statement that is duchuy, it's not hutra. So the printer put in parentheses that Dibra Tosfos Zepis says that. He put in parentheses that there's a stir of an ayibay and there's big Tosfos on an Amid Beis in Perakat Chem. So that was Rav Soloveitchik's Yortzeit Shia to explain why it's not a stir. He gave a whole pilpul on that. That's a big topic.
Why does the
The Gavra doesn't have the mitzvah, but the Chef, if you hold Hutra, Hutra means that the Chefza shall tzitzis is exempted from the Yisr Shatnas. If you hold the Chuya, it means that Tzorech HaGavra to fulfill the mitzvah permits him to violate the Aver. So Balayla, where he has no Tzorech at all, there's no need to fulfill the mitzvah at all, then there's no Tzorech HaGavra. So then there's no Hefza. But if you hold Hutra, then Hutra means the Chefza is exempted. That's what the Ravid asked that kasha. There's a Pirisham Yuchas La Ravid. They say it's by somebody else, not by the Ravid, but it's still a Rishon. There's a Pirisham Yuchas La Ravid on Maseches Tomid, on Gemara Tomid. So in this Pirish Ravid, he asked that kasha. What in the world did Taisha say that a beged, a talis with chelis, a talis shall pishton, which has chutei pishton, chutei tzemer, tzemer is the chelis. You're allowed to wear it by Laila because Hutra. Akasha, Hutra Hind, Hutra Morgan, but Balayla is mamish no mitzvah at all. Even if you say Hutra, why should it be Mutter? He asked the Kohanim and the Beis Hamikdash when the Makriv Karbonis on Shabbos state befairs that it's Hutra. It's not Chuyah. So he asked Akasha, they're allowed to smoke a cigarette also. While they're doing that, avoid it. What has it got to do? Smoking a cigarette is mamish no mitzvah. Hutra is only the fulfilling of the mitzvah is Hutra. But if you're wearing the beged balayla, the mamish no kima mitzvah at all. So yes, why is it Hutra? That's his kasha. He doesn't understand what Tosis means. But that is what the Rav explained in the Yortzeit Shir, that the difference between Hutra and Chuya is not that the Chuya means that it's Rashi and Brachas writes. The Chuya means the mutter with the krechts. Hutra means the mutter without a krechts. So he said, no, it's a little more than that. It's not Hutra means b'shofi, and Chuya means b'koshi. It's mutter b'koshi. And Hutra means that it's a mutter b'shofi had to go. He said it's a little more than that. Hutra means that this cheftza was exempt from the din. So balayla it's still the same cheftza. But if you hold the chuyah, chuyah means that the tzorach kiyam mitzvah, the garbage, the need that I have to fulfill a mitzvah, allows me to violate the other. So balayla have no need to fulfill any mitzvah. So take off the chutim. Where did they can take off the chutim balayla?
That would be good if you say chayvat mona. But you say chayvat gabra, you cannot claim to. If you say chayvat mona, you say that the beged was exempt from the isoklai and so on.
Yeah.
This applies even at night.
Chayvat mona, the Gemara has a different discussion. If I have a drawer full of arba kamfas, Kalei Kufsa, I have a drawer full of arba kamfas that I'm not wearing. Do you say you have to put on tzitzis al arba kamfas ksuscho, even if you're not wearing it, chayvas mona? Or do you say no, the chiv is only while you wear it? But even if you say, we pass from that as chayvas gavra, it's not a chayvas mona, but still the hutra is the cheftza of a beged, shel tzitzis was exempted from kalayim. There's no chiv. Balayla, there's no chiyuv to put in. If I have a beged balayla, there's no chiyuv. If I wear the beged balayla, let's say, so there's no chiyuv to put in tzitzis, and you still say that it's mutter. Yeah, not because it's klei kufsa chayovim. No. Balayla, you're not mechuyev at all, and you still say it's mutter.
No, pajamas is not chiyuv.
That's your only sleep with.
Then it's not called a chepta shel tzitzis. Then there's no chiyuv to put in.
Klai.
You can put them on.
No, Hutra is only if it's a beggar that would have been Mukhidin Sitzes Bayom. So that's called
the Sitzes Bayom, but I don't use it the Yom, only use it at night.
No, so Shajam is not part of Sitzes. The jam's ksus on the yuchel lalayla is pata from tzitzis.
Even if you wear
the
yom.
If you have a talus that's mukhiv in tzitzis, so even balayla, when you're not mukhiv to have the tzitzis, the din is that is utra. That's what the Taisa says. That's what the Rabbin and Tam says. That is utra.
If you wear the pajamas by yom, would also be pote, because it's ksus lalayla.
Yeah, yeah, good. That's how the Taisa holds. Yeah, the Rambam says it depends on yom versus lalayla.
Yeah.
And the Taisa and the Rosh say, yeah, the Rambam says it depends when you're actually wearing it. By yom yechayv in tzitzis, balayla you're not chayv in tzitzis. And Taisa's sheet is that it depends on the type of the beggar. That the ksus laila by yom is potter, and the ksus yom balayla would be chayv in tzitzis. Right.
You don't take it all specially because it's laila. You wear it, let's say, wear it all day.
Yeah.
You know, it's still around. You don't have to change the.
Shouldn't
the
take all. Yeah.
Take off the tzitzis. You know the all. Yeah.
No, you can take the baby.
That's what Taisa says, Macharish. Taisa says, even though Balai law, you're not Mukhib in the mitzvah of tzitzis.
But you wear this, you go to sleep, then you take it off.
Yeah, so that's Taisa's Achidish. That if you say Hutra, so it's Mutra. If you wouldn't say Hutra, it would be Asad. You would have to remove the beggar Balai law if it has Shatnas. Yeah. If it has Shatnas, you would have to remove it as soon as it would be Balai law. Because the Isa Shatnas applies Balai law like Bayom, and the mitzvah tzitzis only Bayom. So then we would insist he has to remove it. So Taisa Tutuf Achidish, no. That since the Shatnas, B'maka Mitzvah Tzitzis is Hutra, had to go more. So the whole Heftz of Tzitzis is exempt from the Yisra of Shatnas. So you can even continue to wear Balayla, even though there's no Kima
Mitzvah.
Right, that's what Taisa has the Shaila also, where the Kilayim and Big Dekune is only Mutta B'Shasa Avayda, or even Shaloi B'Shasa Avayda. So Chutz LaMikdosh is a Gemara that it is also. What about not Chutz LaMikdosh? What about in Mikdosh Shaloi B'Shasa Avayda? So that's 2 days in Taisa. That's 2 days in Taisa.
Taisa running it up and putting it under the head.
Yes,
So the Gemara says that's not a riot anything because I think Koshim Haim. I think the Gemara says there was no Shatnas because that particular Beged was tough material. There are two Isurim in Shatnas. There's an Issa Levisha and there's an Issa Ha'aloa. So the Issa Levisha is if you wear it, if you put your arms into the sleeves and so on. The Issa Ha'aloa has to be Ha'aloa Sheyesh Bo Hanoa. So the Gemara says that there's no Issa Ha'aloa if the Shatnas is cushion, if it's stiff material, like felt. So then there's no Issa Ha'aloa. But an Issa Levisha there will be. Yeah. So Nachum said the Mishnah draws a distinction between Melach and other Tavlin that since it's by Melach it's Efshel Lasas B'Yom for two different reasons, so therefore you have to have a major Shinui. And by Shai Tavlin it was the Efshel Lasas B'Yom, he had the two explanations why it's the Efshel Lasas, either because it may not have occurred to the Balabasta or because it's Mefik Tam a little bit, so that's called the Efshel Lasas B'Yom. So what's the cloud? What's the upshot of the cloud? Really, to do Trinan Yontav is Mutter, but if it's Efshel Lasas B'Yom, then you're not allowed to. So the Ran, later on Daf Yedzayin points on this word, Efshel Lasas B'Yom, you're not allowed to. That would have made sense if the Heter, Oichal Nefesh, would have been the Chuyah. If you say that Oichal Nefesh is Doiche, the Easter of Malacha, Malacha and Yontav, so Efshel Lakaim Shneyem, so there's no Din of the Chuyah. But he tainas that Oichal Nefesh on Yontif is Hutra, it's Hutra, Heta Gomer. He tainas that it's Hutra. He says, Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos, he wants to tainas the Chuya. But Oichal Nefesh on Yontif is Hutra. So Hutra, even after the. And the Gemara says this is the difference between Hutra and Chuya. The Gemara Yuma Davov says the difference between Hutra and Chuya is Efshel Lakaim Shneim. So if A is Deiche B, so it's only Deiche if it's E Efshel Lakaim Shneim. And if it's Mutter B'Makam, A is Mutter B'Makam B, so Hutra, Heta Gomer, so even Efshel Lakaim Shneim is also Heta Gomer. I say that it's Heta Gomer. So the Ran asks, over here, what do you mean? Efshel Lasas M'Bod Yom, I could have ground up the Su'ot on Erev Yontif. For whatever reason. Hakol Tzrichim, Hakolak Der Tzrichim Melech, because not Mefik Tam. So what if it's Efshel Lasas M'Bod Yom? So Efshel Lakaim Shneim, so there's no Heta Hutra. Hutra is Hutra, Heta Gomer. So the Rani answers that the whole din is only mid the Rabbanon. This whole din is only mid the Rabbanon. Because on the level of the Raisa, Eichel Nefesh is really Hutra.
But is it Eichel Nefesh? Yeshua would be Eichel Nefesh, but Trina may not be.
This Trina is.
The Ran holds that this is a double the Rabbanon. Yeah. The Ran holds that the Klal of Milisha V'Yelech is only Midi Rabbanon, and the Klal of Efshalas is Yom is only Midi Rabbanon. He says that we're dealing with a Chumre that's a Rabbanon on top of a Rabbanon. It's a Rabbanon on top of the Rabbanon. The Ikar Adin is really a Heter Eichel Nefesh, everything is Heter Goma. The whole thing is all the Rabbanans over here.
Are you saying that this applies only to Makshir Eichel Nefesh?
That's how the Ran, that's how Tyson Tynes. The Gemara only had a drasha from the Pasuk, Levado, who? Levado, Yosalachem. That's by Makshirin, we distinguish. Even if you hold Makshirin Amutter, but that's only Makshirin, Shi Epshalas and Bodyom. But Epshalas and Bodyom are not allowed to. So Tyson Tynes over there, and of Gimlam and Al, but in Eichel Nefesh, Mamish, even Epshalas and Bodyom is Mutter. And the Ran explained the Kasha because it's Hutra, not Chuya. So what's going on? So this is only a Chumra Midi Rabbana. This whole din is only Midi Rabbana.
Could it be that the Gemara tells us, it makes the cutoff point on Lisha, that it merely says that from this product on, it's called Ochel Nefesh. Therefore, basically they allowed Ochel Nefesh to make something that's not edible. They make allowed to make it edible on Yom Tov. This is called Ochel Nefesh. Now, so he tells us from Lisha, we still consider Ochel to make the same thing edible. It could very well be that before Lisha, it's a different product. Let's see if it takes the raw material, which has the potential to be salt. If it's a piece of salt, if it's a stone, it's a big bulk. It's not salt. It only has the potential of being sold. So therefore, we cannot make on Yom Tov, but you're making a new product to make it into salt. The same thing is with peros, even when it drips, or when we squeeze, because I remember the different principle, the fruit and the juice are two different products.
The peros on the tree, are not called Eichel. The fish that are swimming in the river are not called Eichel. So to go catch it, you're creating
it.
That's how the Ramban holds. You're saying over the Ramban. The Ramban in the beginning of Ein Sodin, the third Perek, so the Ramban in the bottom of the rift explains why this is a din deraisa. Why Kodem Lisha is a din deraisa. And the Ran says, he doesn't understand. He quotes the Ramban. He says, he can't understand it. What did he say over here? He thinks that it's all Midirabbana, right? That's the Machlagi. So you're explaining a good argument why the Ramban holds that Kodem Lisha is an Issa deraisa.
Nowadays, if you do an action after Lisha V'Yelech, for example, you make a lakshin. After you make the lakshin, you want to boil lakshin on Shabbos.
And
you want to separate, you want to strain it. Yantif. Then you want to strain it, take the water out. That the straining is one of the Laman Tes Melachos going before Lisha.
Yeah,
but you could not do the straining until after you cook. Difficult to strain before you cook it.
Right.
Why aren't you allowed to do that if that could not have been done before?
Probably is mutter. Probably it's called after Lisha. Kodem Lisha, that's what Achrayim points out. Kodem Lisha doesn't mean in the list as it appears in the Mishnah Daf Ayin Gimel. Kodem Lisha means how close are you to the final product of eating it. So that's why they say that that even though Trina appears before Lisha, there are different kinds of trina. If you that's how the Ramban. The Ramban holds that Kodem Lisha is an Issa Deraisa. So he says that to grind up grain to make flour is an Issa Deraisa. And to grind up over here, this is Mutter Legamri. So the Ramban says, how can it be? The same Malach, how can it be sometimes Mutter and sometimes it's an Issa Deraisa? So that's the answer that the Ramban himself explains. When you grind up grain, you make flour, you're quite a few steps away from the final product of eating it. Mashani came over here. You're going to grind it up and then you're going to throw it right away into the pot and it's going to cook. So it's considered like Yefta Lisha. That's what you're saying, that sometimes Borer should be considered like Kodem Lisha, sometimes Borer is considered like Yefta Lisha. Last line, the Mishnah on the base talks about Borer. Where the Borer is also on Yontov and Mutter. We pass like Basil, Borer is Mutter on Yontov. With a few exceptions to the rule. With a few exceptions to the rule. So let's see again. How does it say? In the Mishnah, there's a machloikis, Bisham and Basil. We're going to pass like the Basil. Basil are slightly more makel than the Bishamai. They both go with the same premise. The Gemara says the Kuli Alma Mias Melech Bo Yishinoi. They all agree that Saul needs more of a shinoi. Why? Because it was Efshal Lasas Mabod Yom. Since it was Efshal Lasas Mabod Yom, so you're not allowed to do one on Yom Tov unless you do a major shinoi. Exactly what kind of a shinoi do you need? So Bishamai say Tavlin were more makel. So a slight shinoi is good enough. Melech you need a major shinoi. The Bishamai say Tavlin don't need a shinoi at all. Tavlin Dechen Kedark Marach Shalevin. You don't need a shinoi at all. And Melech, he need a slight shinoi. That's the machlokes is Bishamai and Bishamai within this din the Rabbanan.
Yeah.
How much of a shinoi do you need? Yeah. So the Gemara gave two hesberim over here as to why we distinguish between salt as opposed to other spices. Shaila's hat, and there was an afkamina lalocha in each direction. What if the balabasta already knows in advance what she plans to cook on Yontif? Do we say that she should have ground up those tavlim about Yom? Or they say, no, it's mefik tam, so she didn't have to. So how do you paskin over here? If you have two lushonis in the Gemara, machlek zafun ha'priz, how do you paskin? So Tosis says, the whole topic is only the Rabbanan here.
Mm-hmm.
Tosis knows for sure. They don't even have to prove it. The whole issue is only the Rabbanan. So they say, well, maybe you should say, it's only the Rabbanan. Let's go l'kula. Machlek is let's go l'kula. So Tosis says, but which one is l'kula? Each one has a kula and a chumre. If you're going to say that the definition of the difference between melach as opposed to tavlin is the efshal lasam b'yom versus the efshal lasam b'yom, everybody subscribes to that. But is the difference because kolak there is tzricha melach? So then if you knew in advance that you're going to use some other tavlin, then you should have done it about yom.
Yeah.
Then you have a chumre. But if you say that all the other tavlin are mefik tam except for melach, then all the tavlin would be muta. So each, whichever
right.
direction you're going to go, you're going to have a chumre, you're going to have a kula. So Tosfos says that it's like
both kulis.
So you can't take both kulis, so you have to go both lechumre. That's what Tosfos has a klal. When do you say sveka de rabbanon lekula? Let's say. Ben Ashmashis is a Safi Gam Safi Kalilo. So Ben Ashmashis of Shabbos, you're not permitted to do Malacha. So I would understand you're not permitted to do Malacha deraisa. Safi deraisa Luchumar. What about a Malacha derabbana? You're not allowed to do a Malacha derabbana either during Ben Ashmashis. Why not? Why don't you say Safi derabbana Lakula? So some say that the answer is, or let's say Ben Ashmashis of Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to eat. But Tisha B'Av is only derabbana. So why don't you say Ben Ashmashis should be mutter to eat? So the Avnei Nezer says, which Bein Hashmashes are you talking about?
Yeah.
The first Bein Hashmashes from Erev Tisha B'Av going into Tisha B'Av. So you want to go Lekula, so you say you're still permitted to eat, that the Bein Hashmashes is like Yom. So then it's going to come out Lechumer that the Bein Hashmashes of Sofa Yom, going from Tisha B'Av to Matzoi Tisha B'Av is Dina Ki Yom. So you have to be Machmer there, but you want to say Sofik that Rabbanu Lekula. And that Tisha B'Av, and that Ben Hashmash, so if you say they're the Kula, then you have to say Lechumre, you say Ben Hashmash like Laila, it's like Matzoi Tisha B'Av, then if Ben Hashmash is entering into Tisha B'Av, will have to be like Laila.
Yeah,
so which one are you going to say? You're going to say Ben Hashmash is Keyom or Kalaila. So whenever you have a Tzofik Derabbanan, where there's a Takdir Asasri, so then you go Lechumre in both directions. So that's what Taisa says over here, that's a din in Yeriday, same with Kuf Yud Aleph. Shtei kederis. If you have two pots on the fire, a yid is cooking kosher food, and the nocher is cooking trefa food, and someone came and he dropped some trefa food into one of the two kederis, and you don't know which one, you can't tell. Can't tell by tasting which one. So if one pot has kosher, one pot has trefa, and the whole isa that fell in, the worst it could be is only an isa de rabbanan. So then Halacha says, you assume the treif of food was thrown into the treif of pot. It was only treif de rabbanon. If the whole treif of food that fell in was only asa and isa de rabbanon. Let's say there's no shishim. Let's say a case where there's no shishim, and it's not nesin as tam. It's min b'miner. So if you have one pot is kosher, one pot is treif, and the whole isa is only to begin with an isa de rabbanon, so then the din is you have a right to be tailor that the treifus fell into the treif of pot. But what happens if the both pots are kosher? One is mine and one is yours.
Definitely.
So I want to eat my pot. So I say, Sveka the Rabbanu Lekula fell into your pot. You want to eat your pot. So you say, Sveka the Rabbanu Lekula, you'll be telling they fell into my pot. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Tosefta, you can't do that. So you can't say that they're both Lekula, Hafnish Kimber, you have to go both Lechumra. So that's what Tosefta says over here also. How are you going to paskin? Tosefta assumes that the din is like the Mishnah. The beginning of the Tosefta assumes that the din is like the Mishnah. that we distinguish between melach and shar tavlin. The melach, you have to have a major shinui, and shar tavlin, they shamai say melach needs a major shinui, and shar tavlin a minor shinui. They still say melach needs a minor shinui, and tavlin doesn't need any shinui at all. So Taisus in the beginning is assuming the re balatesis is assuming that the din is like the Mishnah. Pasak re sheyesh lesa b'chol inyan. The azlina luchum at the beginning of the Taisus. The whole topic is only midirabban, and after lasting by yom zod, the whole thing is only midirabban because it's utra, it's not the chuya. So why don't you go to the kulis? He says, no, it's going to be a tar to this answer. Whichever opinion you're going to adopt is going to carry with it a kula and a chumra. So mele, we don't know how to paskin. So you have to go to the chumra in both directions. That's what the re balatesis says. He assumes that you're paskining like the Mishnah. Then you go weiter in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar Abyuda Amar Shmuel. 10 lines into the Gemara. Kol anidochem nidochem kedarken afilu melach. You grind everything and there's no problem. Shmuel disagrees with the Mishnah. How can he disagree with the Mishnah? Freg the Gemara v'ha'amrit melach b'ayashinu. What do you do with the Mishnah? Who the Amake Aitana? He passed with like the Brice in disagreement with the Mishnah. Detanya. Amar Rab Meir lo nech luka b'shaim v'sil. The Rab Meir has a different version. Usually Samash Nisan Rab Meir. Here is Nitazai. Here it's a Stam Mishnah which is against Rab Meir. Rab Meir holds beferish a different version of the Machlek is b'shaim v'sil. Amar Rab Meir lo nech luka b'shaim v'sil al nidechem shin nidechem kedark melachim moim. They all agree that you don't need a Shinoi on all Tavlin. You don't need a Shinoi on Shar Tavlin. And once you were grinding up Shar Tavlin, you can use your grinder to grind up the melach also. Melach imohim. But they had a tradition. There is some kind of a machleg in Sham Visil. If you want to grind melach by itself, so how much of a shinui do you need?
What does it mean by itself? You said just before that you don't have
that.
No, but also before you said if you use it already for tavlin, you can use it for melach. But yeah, you don't have to grind tavlin and melach together.
No, at the same time.
So what does that make a difference?
That's a shaila with the Rashi. Rashi writes over here on the beginning of the Brice. Amar Amel Nechlo B'Shem Yisrael Lan Dochen Shin Dochen Kedarka Melach Imohem. So Rashi writes Melach B'Tavlin Ke'echod. On the side of the Dach, they quote the Marshal together. Sounds like together, grinding together. So they quote the Marshal on the bottom of the Marshal. He says that's not what it means. Leiv Basach. What is it? Sugar? He's going to grind the salt together with the paprika.
You're going to put it in that same pot, paprika and salt. You can put it.
The Marshal doesn't like that shot, so he says no.
What's the difference whether I ground that and I have the mill, or do I take the mill just to grind the salt? The mill is the same mill.
Basically, I don't know. He says mikra din and minatar, everything is mutter. Yeah. We're talking chumis min derabbanan. So how far do you go with the chumis min derabbanan? So the Marshal is more mekel than what it tells in Rashi. So he claims that Rashi never meant it. He says, Pirish, the Marshal writes, that's what Rashi meant. Once he took out the grinder to grind, if you use a real big mill to grind, Taisa says, that's an issue of Uvda Dachol. Yeah. That's what Taisa quotes from the second parak. It is a parak Sheni Daf Chav Gimel Amad Al. Uvda Dachol is another story. But we're talking, you're not going to use a major mill, major grind. You're going to use a little thing there around the kitchen. That's not such a major thing. So there's no issue of the whole just a shaila from Malachas. On the level of the Raisa, there's no problem. We're talking about the Rabbanan. So Rab Meir is chaylik on the Mishnah. You don't say Stam Mishnah Rab Meir over here. Rab Meir says that there never was a machlokes on Nechlo B'Sham Mishil. They all agree at Shar Tavlin, you don't need a shinui at all. And once you're already using the grinder for Shar Tavlin, you can use it also to grind the Melach Kedarkoi. But Nechlo Kela, but there was a tradition, there is a machlokes. Machlokes is laducha b'fneyatz. What about to grind salt by itself? Beisham I have a chumra. She beisham yom and melach. To grind salt, you have to have a pachul b'yetz hapor. You have to have a major shina. It has to be only litzli, only a little bit. When you cook flesh, you have to salt it in order to get out all of the blood. When you broil flesh, so most of the rishonim hold you don't need any salting at all. You don't need any salting at all. The Rambam shitas you need the malicha b'miktzas. So we're choshish for the Rambam Shita. Remember when I was in the Rabbanus in New Jersey for a few years, so that was the first Shaila that I had. The first Shabbos I was there, so Balabasta called me up frantic on Erev Shabbos. She broiled her liver and she forgot to salt the liver. What's the din? So that wasn't so hard. So that's it. But the Yevid, we passed him that is mutter. If you broiled the liver without salting, it is mutter, because the salting And your brother is only a human. Right? Yeah. Mikir Adin, that's how he passed.
No,
broiling on the broiler. She broiled it. Balabasta knew she broiled it. But she forgot, right, in the broiler. But she forgot to salt the liver. The minigas, he always salted Malicha b'mikta, so she forgot to salt it. So that was an easy shayla. Most of the shaylas in the Rabbanas are not so hard. So that's what Beishamai said. Beishamai Yom and Melach, you need a shinui. And even with the shinui, you're only allowed to do miktas. You shouldn't grind too much salt. Only a little bit of salt, like the amount of salt that one would use if he plans to broil the flesh. Avlona Kedera, not the salt, not to grind a lot of salt, like the amount of salt one would need if he's really salting flesh that he plans to cook, that you really have to salt the flesh in order to remove all of that. And we still disagree. And they're more mekel. All right, so we'll get to that. We'll get to a discussion what exactly the Beisilla mekel. So the Gemara said again, what happened over here? Shmuel disagrees with the Mishnah. Amar Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel, he disagrees with the Mishnah. So Gemara said, what do you mean? How does he disagree with the Mishnah? Says he holds like the Braisa. Sounds from the gist of the Gemara that even though we have a tradition, Aloha Kistam Mishnah, that the reason why the Mishnah was written like that is to imply that's how we paskin, even though there are other versions of the Machlekes B'Sham and B'Sil, we paskin like the way it says in the Mishnah. Yeah, but sometimes there are exceptions to the rule that you don't say Aloha Kistam Mishnah. And the Amoroim, that's number one. Number two, the Amoroim are not going to take on a Mishnah on their own. Shmuel is not going to disagree with the Mishnah on his own. But if he has a Braisa that disagrees with the Mishnah, then he has a right
to go with the Braisa.
To go with the Braisa against the Mishnah. But if he wouldn't have, that's what it sounds like a little bit. Yeah. The Gemara asked, I Shmuel is against the Mishnah. He says, "Who domar ki hai tana de tanya?" He holds like this price. Is that really so? The Amoraim don't have the right to disagree with the Mishnah. It's only if there's a machloekes hatanaim, then they can side with another tana. That's what it sounds like in this Gemara. So that's what Rabbi Chanan Vasserman was a Talmud of Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik. So he once said over in Shir that he asked Rabbi Chaim the following kasha. The Gemara has in a few places that Rav
Tanuhu
Pali, Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan were all Talmidim, Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Oshi were all Talmidim of Rabbi Yudah Nasi, and we assume Rabbi Yudah Nasi was the last of the Tkufat HaTanoim and the first generation of his students were the first generation of Amoraim. So Rabbi Galtan, he was a Tana, and the Amoraim don't disagree with the Tanoim. And Rav held that he was a Tan and he had a right to disagree with the Tanoim and the Mishnah. So Rav Tanuhu Palag, every so often in the Gemara, you have that Rav takes on all the Tanoim, he disagrees with the Mishnah, with no other Braisa, with no other source to support him. Shmuel doesn't hold. Shmuel is Nishkan Tanuhu Palag. Shmuel only disagrees with the Mishnah if he has another Braisa that supports him. And Rav took for himself the right to disagree with Mishnayis even when there's no Braisa that supports him. So Rabbi Chana Vasem Yester Rav Chaim Akashe, that there's a thesis in the first Perek in Ksubis, the thesis points out from the Gemara, from the Sugi there, around after Zion or so, that Rabbi Yochanan didn't hold from this attitude of Rav, the Rav Tanuhu Palik. Rav holds that Rav Tanuhu Palik, and Rabbi Yochanan he held that Rav didn't have the status of a Tanah, he had the status of an Amar. That's what thesis shows from the Gemara. So Rabbi Chana asked the Kasha, wait a minute, we have a cloud whenever there's a machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, and every time Rav disagrees with a Tana, we always pass him like Rav Tanuhu Palik. So how can that be? If Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with the whole thing, Rabbi Yochanan holds with the whole principle. He holds that Rav didn't have the right to disagree with Tanoim unless he has a Braisa that supports him. Atkan the Kasha. That's what Rabbi Chana asked me. That's the guy. Good to Kasha. So he quotes that he asked this to his Rebbe, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. So Rav Chaim said, Senishkin Kasha, and Amora has the right to disagree with Tanoim also. What is it? Allah Moshe Misinai, that there's going to come at Kufas HaTanoim, and at Kufas HaMoroim, and at Kufas HaGoinim, and at Kufas HaBonas HaBaroi, and Rishonim, and Achreinim, and Rosh Hashivas, and what's Allah Moshe Misinai like that? And Amora has the right to disagree with the Tanoim also. That's how.